Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Sup, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
We got a full house today, and we loving it. We got Slick Ricky Smiley in the building. Then we bouncing the ball all the way to L.A. to holler back Heidi and Big Bang Frank.
That's right.
What's up?
Man, big things are popping today in this show, man. Later on, we're going to tell you which 67-year-old actress is posing for Playboy. Plus, what reality star thinks she is Tupac reincarnated? Yay, yay.
Oh, Lord.
But first, Chris Brown, he has a hard time feeling bad for Wendy Williams.
Really?
Now, Gary is a faithful watcher of the Wendy Williams show, and Chris Brown finds himself in the crosshairs of Wendy Williams often, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Wendy Williams announced that she will be taking a 3-week hiatus from a show after being diagnosed with Graves' disease, which has Chris Brown thinking, hey, what goes around comes around.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not good.
So, according to a source, Chris Brown feels bad that Wendy is suffering an illness, but he can't help but think that the bad karma is to blame for poor health. Now, Chris is a big believer in energy, and the university thinks that cosmic karma may be partly to blame for Wendy's health problems.
I think he's feeding off of what people are saying on the internet. You know how people are hyping you up because, see, nobody likes her, so on the internet, they're all talking trash. So, he's jumped in, but that's probably something he should have kept to himself.
And this is coming from a guy who's not a squeaky clean guy. This is a guy who beat a woman.
And if she talked about him on his show, it's because he was in the headlines.
Apparently, Chris also hopes that when Wendy recovers, she will think twice before she continues to badmouth people on a TV show.
Well, I mean, when you realize that life is short and you go through something like a serious health issue, she may come back and be a little more lenient because she, you know, she might.
But then she wouldn't have a show because that's what everybody go to her show for.
That's what her show is.
Nobody expects Wendy Williams to be Martha Stewart. People rock with her show because they come for the venom.
So they come back, Wendy Williams is showing you how to make party hats out of paper and she's making cakes. And that will be the last season.
Exactly.
Well, just call NeNe Leakes the new Kim Kardashian.
We need another one?
Yes. Okay. Apparently, NeNe posted this photo of herself wearing a dress from her swag boutique, but she apparently decided to forego her bra.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Yes, Ricky, look closely.
It's like you can see them, but you can't see them.
Oh, you see them. Oh, you can see them. The longer you look at them, the bigger they get. Well, of course, the online trolls went in on NeNe, calling her unclassy and trashy. And you know NeNe was quick to respond.
Okay.
She wrote, "I'm very comfortable in the skin I'm in, which is why I'm letting you see it."
Now, would any of you ladies wear this dress? Are you comfortable enough in your own skin that you would sport the same dress that NeNe's wearing? Any of you?
Not me, no.
I mean, I actually like dresses made out of screen door material.
Yeah.
Keeps the flies out.
It is. Portia, what? Now, is that similar? Is that out of the same line? Is that one of NeNe dresses?
Can you see my nipples?
Yeah, the whole...
Bag up!
Bag up! Ricky getting all close. Let me...
Hashtag bag up.
Okay. He was about to lift the flap up.
Don't lift the flip the flap down, okay?
Okay.
Now my ceiling ain't missing, okay?
Well, speaking of older women bearing all, Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn medicine woman, is 67 years old, and she posed for Playboy.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, girl.
I mean,
Playboy
seriously.
At 67?
She ain't showing nothing,
67.
Though. Is she gonna bust it?
Did she have a monkey with her?
She announced on Instagram writing, quote, "I'm thrilled to finally share this with you. I was recently photographed and interviewed in my home by Playboy."
She looks good.
I mean, you never know she's 67.
No, it looks good. I think she did more talking than showing of her body, though.
So, in the magazine, Jane reveals that she feels more confident and sexy at this stage of her life than she ever has before. She says, "There's an enormous freedom in having lived as long as I have. Like my father used to say, I'm comfortable in my own skin.
You go through like a phase. So at 20-something, you fine as hell anyway. I mean,
right. You don't even have to work at it.
You're already fine. So then at 30-something, you're trying to fight it. Like, oh, I need a six-pack. And then when you get in your late 30s, you're like, hell, take me as I am. This is what I look like.
Try early 40s. Really I don't sexy. Give a damn.
We can tell you don't give a damn. I mean, it's not some declaration.
Just make me look nice from the chin up, and I don't care about the rest.
Vanderpump Rules star Lala Kent thinks she's being possessed by Tupac.
Oh.
Tupac?
What's yeah. that even mean?
Crazy. While doing an interview with SiriusXM's The Jenny McCarthy Show, Jenny McCarthy basically asked Lala how a sweet white girl from Utah turned into a hood chick she's portrayed on TV.
Not a hood chick. I don't know where that comes from. I mean, I am a firm believer that when Tupac died, he took over my body. And I say this, I know you're laughing, but I'm being for real.
I love it. It's something that I think is just a genius statement. That's all.
I don't know. I mean, I think if Tupac wanted to pick somebody's body, I don't think he would pick a woman's body.
Frank would. Frank would to pick a woman's body and sit home and play with himself all day.
Oh, yeah, if I was in Lala's body, I wouldn't make it in time. I would never make it to the set of Vanderpump Rules.
Have to press charges right. on yourself, Frank.
Well, later, Ed Sheeran explains that ring he's been wearing. Is he married already?
Find See you out. Later,
See you later,
Lady Bye, y'all. You guys.
I know Honey Boo Boo. Everybody remembers her, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we literally watched her grow up. Now, she's 12 years old now, and you can currently see her on her mom's reality show, Mama June from Not the Hot. Have you watched that yet?
I have not no. seen that one.
Well, Honey Boo Boo recently went on her Instagram stories to clap back at the comments that she's been acting black on social media.
Someone just told me to stop acting black in my comments. Honey, the last thing I am is black, honey. I'm white. Look at my face, hun. I'm white. I want to know how the f*** you add a color. Like, oh, you wake up one day and be like, let's see. I'm going to be purple. Ho, you can't act a color. You can be a color, but you can't act a color.
Yes! She is absolutely right. You cannot act the color.
Oh, you can't
you can be a color, but you can't act the
you
color.
You can't act the she's making it literal. And she is not the color black. She is the color white, she says.
She got some black girl swag, though.
Yeah.
She a child. See, that's the problem with trolls. They just ready to be mad at anybody. She's a child. Get off her damn Instagram. How about that?
Who are these weird, creepy people following on Instagram stories? Like, right. having comments to say.
Is she from your hood? She from Decatur?
She might be. If she's from Atlanta, that's more of the reason why she talks like that.
They say it.
Georgia. We communicated in high school. Even if you were from a great area, you still gonna try to talk like that. It is what it
they
is.
They say it's greater indicator.
It's greater indicator. That's how she was boo, talking. Boo. Uh-huh.
All right, everybody, for Black History Month today, we are shining a light on one of our most important authors, Mr. Alex Haley.
Yes.
Alex Haley served in the United States Coast Guard for 2 decades before pursuing a career as a writer. His big break came in an interview that he did with Miles Davis, published in Playboy magazine. The article was such a success that Playboy hired him to write a series called The Playboy Interviews, in which he interviewed prominent African-American figures like Martin Luther King Jr., Sammy Davis Jr., Quincy Jones, and Malcolm X.
Really?
Oh, yes. Nice. For Playboy? Wow.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Playboy had some good articles. We didn't read the articles when we were kids.
Uh-huh.
We just stole our dad's magazine just for the pictures.
So after his 1963 interview with Malcolm X, Mr. Haley asked the civil rights leader if he could write a book on his life. And 2 years later, the autobiography of Malcolm X came out, and it was an international bestseller. Actually, and that was the first book that I read from front to back.
Wow.
Now, the following decade, Haley made history with his book, Roots, chronicling his family line from Gambia to the slaveholding South. Now, the Pulitzer Prize-winning book was turned into a 1977 miniseries that became one of the most popular TV shows of all times, which it was.
Oh, man, when Roots came out when we was in school, boy, it was tension.
Yeah,
you know,
it was.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, y'all was still in segregated schools, huh?
There was a few black people, you know, but Gary was probably like one of the kids that the United States Navy had to escort to school. He was one of the first black
school. He was standing in front. Hey, y'all.
Right. They had to march us in, baby.
Hey, coming up, Bill Gates is so rich.
How rich is he?
He is so rich, he don't know how much anything costs, so we'll show you everything coming up next.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. So Farrah Abraham, one of the original Teen Moms turned porn star, was fired from Teen Mom OG back in October of 2017.
Uh-oh.
And MTV says it was because she was difficult. Farrah said it was because MTV didn't like her side career as an adult business mogul.
Wow.
Well,
oh,
now.
Is that what they call the porn
that's,
stars
That's
now?
What they call it yeah, now, baby. An adult business
right
mogul.
Now.
Well, now, Farrah is suing MTV's parent company Viacom for $5 million for wrongful termination based on gender discrimination and not fitting into the stereotypes of how women should act and appear.
What?
Oh, good luck with that.
What does she mean by women should... The show was based on her being a teenager having a baby out of wedlock.
And she almost
clearly
30?
They down with women doing what the hell they want to do.
And you can't be on Teen Mom and you're almost 30.
Right. It's Teen Mom OG.
No, it's OG.
OG.
Oh, yeah, OG.
Old grandma.
Anyway, you guys, as for Viacom, they released a statement saying, "We respect Farrah's decision to pursue other endeavors, and we wish her the best. Regarding her suit, the claims are without merit."
So does she want us to stand with her and boycott Teen
I really
Mom?
Don't know what she wants, child.
Does she love us?
Hey, my loves.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, well, Bill Gates is worth an estimated $91.5 billion.
Lord,
yes, indeed. Yeah. So it's probably safe to say he hasn't gone a grocery shopping by himself in a while, right?
Makes
right.
sense.
So Ellen decided to test his knowledge of prices these days, and this is what happened.
How much do you think Rice-A-Roni would be within a dollar?
$5.
Okay, let's...
The audience didn't like that.
Let's see. Oh, it's a dollar. Look, what a bargain.
I'll take five.
I know. Ooh.
Okay.
Tide Pods. You've been hearing a lot about those lately.
$4. No. They want me to go higher.
Yeah.
Let's go with $10. $10.
$19.97. It's expensive to do laundry.
That's a good problem to have. To know what the damn prices are.
Yeah, right.
Billionaire.
Right. Well, I would like to test the richest person in this room. Ricky.
Gary.
Ricky. I want to ask you, how much is a gallon of milk?
$3.99.
No.
How much is it?
A gallon of milk is like, honey, $2.50.
Yeah, I think
much.
It's less than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's less than that.
Rich people problems.
Exactly. He don't know.
Rich people problems.
All right, my favorite time of the month is what?
Booty Week!
Now let's take a moment to check in with Bow Wow and see what he thinks about girls with fake butts. Take it away, Bow Wow.
Yeah, I don't mind. I like fake asses, real booties, you know. If the job is done right on the fake ass, then yes. If it's done bad, like the little legs, and then they got the big ass, and you got like little pencil legs, that is terrible to me. But if you took your time, you went to Panama, or you got a dude who with you and believe in you, and you showing him like, look, I want to do it like this, and he put some money behind it, you get it done for real, then it's cool. But I've watched documentaries on women that get these ass shots and these butt injections, and they die or it corrodes their ass or it eats away from the flesh. So you, ladies, I'm telling the ladies right now that's watching this, if you're gonna do it right.
Well, Porsche, I'm glad you didn't do it. I'm glad yours is homegrown and
organic.
Yeah, organic, no pesticides, nothing.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
Grade A.
Yeah.
Bread-fed ass. But you know what? I'm glad he's saying that because most guys deny it.
Exactly.
And I always felt these girls aren't just getting these booties for no reason.
Off of themselves.
These men like that. They don't stop lying.
No,
not when it's ridiculous.
No, there's some people walking around here who look absolutely ridiculous.
Imagine you sitting there smacking a fake butt and it feel like you just hit the hood of your car.
And made that same sound?
Yeah. It's hollow. Boom.
All right, y'all. Coming up, Jennifer Aniston is single but not ready to mingle. We'll tell you why after the break. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Y'all was too dead. I said welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, now it's been a week since the universe was rocked with the news that Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux split. A source for People magazine says that Jen is sad and disappointed that her marriage to Justin didn't work out and that she didn't expect to be single again.
Tell us about it, girl.
Oh, my goodness. Now, as for Jen's future, the source went on to say that Jennifer isn't a fan of dating, and she never was. She always found dating awkward and unpleasant.
Really? She's got to evolve.
Yeah, she's going to have to get into it, honey.
But as a prominent woman, she probably has to move carefully in a certain way because you don't want to rack up numbers and make it look like you're a problematic person.
But no, it's hard. It's hard. Like, the best way to date is probably, like, for someone to, like, hook you up. Because, like,
No.
Y'all like hook up?
Think about it, Ricky. Before you and Portia, I used to hook you up with different girls, and I mean, I know what you like.
Why are you saying before me? We're not dating.
Huh?
We're not dating.
Well, I mean, no more, but yeah. I mean.
What? No. Oh, my God. I'll say the worst part about dating is having to sit there and get to know somebody, and you don't know if you like them yet. Like, if you don't have chemistry with them, you don't really care about, you know, their past like that. Yeah.
For a man, they have to be smashable off the top. If they're not, I hate to say it.
How do you know if they're smashable off the top?
If they're smashable, you have to be attracted to them.
They need to make your whole body feel a certain way when they walk in the room, player.
I mean, women, y'all do it too. Like, you ain't really going to entertain the conversation with somebody that you don't at least find attractive.
They don't want no guy that's intelligent, that's educated, and, you know, that wear his pants pulled up
that's
with a belt
true.
On. You don't like a dude if he have a Bluetooth.
Chemistry.
If a dude have on a Bluetooth and have his cell phone clipped to his jeans.
I don't like that.
All right, y'all, it's deal time.
We love deal time.
Now, for you ladies out there who are part of that whole straight hair don't care wave, you are going to love this. It's the Royale Vapor Styling Iron with Argan Oil.
Let me see this, Ricky, because I always love to straighten my hair. Ooh.
Designed with the latest technology in hair care, the Royal Ceramic Vapor Styling Straightener with Argan Oil transforms heat, creating a deep penetrating pure steam vapor that helps to restore and protect hair. The vapor styling technology is designed to revitalize your hair, and the signature Royale Argan Oil infused solution adds moisture and softness while restoring shine, volume, and flexibility.
And you know what? Usually professional hair care products cost a lot of money, Portia.
Oh, yeah.
So how much you gonna pay for this?
Usually this will run y'all something like $400.
Ooh.
Really?
But for our Dish Nation family, it's only
$49. $49? That could be one of our biggest deals yet, head crack.
So go to MorningSave.com and get this straight up great deal a day.
Ricky, I have a question. Yeah. When we get engaged, are you gonna let me make your ring?
I don't know, Portia. I don't like jewelry. I don't like rings on my finger.
Well, Ed Sheeran's fiance made his, and we'll show you what it looks like next.
Welcome back. You know, Ed Sheeran popped the question to his now fiance, Cherry Seaborn, just before the new year. We talked about that. It was very exciting. But now people are speculating that they may have actually gotten secretly married because he had what appears to be a wedding band on his left ring finger.
Well, that's what guys wear when they actually get married. They put the band on your finger.
Right. So now Ed has cleared the air. It's not a wedding ring. It's an engagement ring. And, you know, he said he didn't know why more men didn't wear engagement rings. He said it's the same commitment either way. Cherry made it for me herself out of silver clay. I really like it.
Oh, perfect. Don't you love handmade gifts?
She's so crafty.
It was going to be an ashtray, but it's more like a ring now.
I think it's really cool.
Most of the time, it's the guy who gets on one knee and presents the ring, and then that's all you have to do. The woman never reciprocates. This tells me that maybe she did get on one knee and ask him.
Oh.
Whoever asked delivers the ring, and the acceptor of the ring makes the commitment and the bond that in the future date we're going to get married.
Yeah.
So in your case, with two ladies,
right?
Who got on one knee?
I got on both. That's how I got the ring. What?
You keep doing that, you're going to lose the ring.
The show is over, but make sure you go to MorningSave.com for today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.